You're listening to Marriage Minute with Pastors Richard and Donna Spears, impacting marriages that leave a lasting legacy. Hello and good morning from the Revival Now studio. Thank you for joining Pastors Richard and Donna here with the Marriage Minute today. You are back from Kenya, and yes. I'm so glad that you're hopping on here.
Yes, it's great to be back with everybody. Great to see all of you out there today. So looking forward to it.
We always do better as a team together. Yeah, so
that's for sure.
He lifts me up and I lift you up, which is a great segue into what we're talking about today. Today we're going to talk about the power of encouraging your spouse. Now, when Marriage Minute first started, its maiden voyage, we talked about its maiden whatever episode.
Yeah.
The very first episode we ever did, we talked about leaving a legacy, and that's still our heart.
Yes.
For marriages and relationships out there, to leave a legacy for your kids, their kids, you know, generation after generation, a positive, impactful one, not negative, because you're leaving a legacy regardless of what mm-hmm. you do. But the second one was titled, I Got You, Babe. And I felt like it's just kind of been coming back. You know, that's a Sonny and Cher song, a throwback to how old I am.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, what is this? 3 years later? It was in October 21 when we did that.
Yeah. So not quite 3 years.
Not quite
3 years.
This
fall would be three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just felt like it's just so important to be your spouse's biggest fan. And how does that look? And for me, looking at, you know, reading our notes from the I Got You, Babe episode to what we're going to share today, you know, you grow and you learn and things, you know, they just get better and there's more things to share.
Amen.
And so I wanted to touch base again on being your spouse's biggest fan. You know, really it's the power of encouraging your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're married and you're listening to this, or if you're in a relationship and you're going to be married, regardless of whether it's just been a short time or you're a seasoned couple, you know, God has given you as a spouse an incredibly important role. And that role is the ministry mm-hmm. of being your spouse's biggest fan. It's yeah. a job that only you can do.
Right.
Me encouraging my spouse, I am with him more than anybody else. Unless he's overseas, more than anybody else in this world.
Yeah.
And I Amen. Should be, you know, that is my ministry. That is I'm the only one that can do that for him. And we desperately need that. You know, we desperately need encouragement in our life. We desperately need uplifting in our life. We desperately need the positivity in our life mm-hmm. That the Bible, you know, the joy of the Lord, you know, is our strength. We
yeah.
need that in our life. And sometimes, you know, the Bible says, encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, David encouraged himself in mm-hmm. the Lord. And I do that a lot of times. I don't depend on him. Like, I don't look for him to you for my joy and my happiness, mm-hmm. but I do look to him to encourage me and to be my biggest fan and to support me in what I
right.
do.
Amen.
And so that is a ministry, I think, that goes unspoken a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, you said it right, which you always say things right. So
thank you for encouraging me.
Yes. You know, God is, number one, our biggest encourager, right?
Amen.
We his word is an encouragement to us. You know, if we'll listen to his voice, speak to our inner person, he will encourage us, and he'll encourage us through his word. That's most important.
Absolutely.
And so when you know
number
when
one.
You said that you don't look to me as the one that is supposed to completely fill your tank in that regard, that's right. Because mm-hmm. now if you're doing that, you're lifting me up and putting me on a pedestal.
Yep.
And I can't fully do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to fall short of what she may need mm-hmm. fully.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't want to do that. I do want to do that.
But
He's
human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that at the end of the day, the Lord is going to be my greatest source of encouragement as well as my
Absolutely.
Wife. And so
Absolutely.
I don't
Without
want to put
doubt.
My wife on this pedestal, and she doesn't want to put me on a pedestal as a husband to say, if you don't fulfill every desire that I need as far as encouragement, then, you know, woe is me. Well, no, we can't have that attitude.
Well, we've been there.
We have been there.
He's been on the pedestal.
And it doesn't work at the end of the day.
It just ends in disappointment and frustration.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, he is not and never will be my source. God is.
That's it.
You are definitely a positive and a benefit and, you know, all of those, you know,
I know I'm
great
icing
things,
on the cake.
You know, there
I
you
know.
Go. Thank you. So anyway, we've got a scripture we want to share with you today that really kind of where we're taking this teaching from.
Yes, yes. So we desperately need one another. Mm-hmm. We do need that encouragement in our lives. But I think the scripture that I'm about to read just reinforces the importance of that. So this is from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, and I'm reading this from the Amplified Version. And this is what it says, but continually encourage one another every day. Continually.
Encourage. I think it's good that you stop
every
there.
Day.
Yeah, because a lot of times we read scripture, continue to encourage each other every day. And then we're like, okay, yeah, I got it. So mm-hmm. every day I'm going to just say, hey, you're great, you know, whatever. It's more than that.
I don't even have to read the rest of scripture. It's really that, right?
Yeah.
But continually encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today. So today, I mean, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Well, today is also the day of encouragement. Every day we need to encourage our spouse. We need to be thinking about
Amen.
That. And we'll talk about maybe some of the reasons why that doesn't happen, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But it goes on to say, and there is an opportunity so that none of you will be hardened into settled rebellion by the deceitfulness of sin, its cleverness, delusive glamour, and sophistication. So what can happen is that not
pull
that
your shirt down there.
Sorry.
You're
not that we
up.
Thank you for helping me get dressed. see, I need that encouragement.
I know, right?
but what can happen is that, you know, when we don't hear any source of encouragement from our spouse, right? Yes, we can be encouraged by the Lord, and that's absolutely the case. But when we don't receive encouragement from our spouse, the Lord uses us for one another, right? To help one
absolutely.
Another, to lift each other up. But when all we hear maybe is negativity from our spouse, well, you don't do this, and I don't really like this about you.
Or maybe if you hear nothing at all.
Right. Well, you can see how you become hardened in your heart. Mm-hmm. You just kind of put this wall up and say, you know, this is all I'm really getting from my spouse. I'm like, this is not good for me. Mm-hmm. It's not lifting me. It's not boosting my spirit. It's not getting me to a place and helping me to stay in a place of encouragement. And so you just kind of build this protective wall around your heart and so that you don't get
anything
because it feels like rejection, right? So when you're getting this negativity and you're not getting the positive reinforcement and the positive encouragement about what you're doing and how you're doing in life, it really tears you down.
It does.
And so that's what this is speaking to. I mean, obviously it speaks to about sin and walking away from the Lord and those kinds of things and just falling into that. But I think practically from a marital standpoint, we're just talking about how it affects us when we don't
Absolutely.
Receive that positive
and
encouragement.
And what's happening there, because the battle is spiritual, right? So you're not encouraging your spouse or your spouse is not encouraging you. Well, then what's the story that Satan is whispering in their ear about your spouse?
Exactly.
He doesn't love me. He doesn't care. And then what happens there? So you grab a hold of that thought. It's a slow fade. Mm-hmm. You grab a hold of that thought and you simmer on that and you let it perk a little bit. And the next thing you know, you're like, well, so-and-so's husband treats her better. And so then you start looking at that person or you start looking outside of your marriage. Mm-hmm. And that is how the enemy gets it. That's how he gets at your marriage and he's just pick, 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 pick. And so you have to be on your guard. You have to do what the scriptures say. And you have to continually work on your marriage and encourage your partner daily.
Yeah. And so we live in a world of critics.
Absolutely.
You know, there's so much, we see it, social media, it doesn't matter, everywhere. There's just a lot of negativity that's out there. I mean, positivity's been replaced by negativity.
Oh, yeah.
complaining is rampant. You see this and you hear this all the time.
Amen.
But not everything has to be that bad,
Amen.
Right?
That's
I mean,
right.
There are good things happening. When the Lord is on your side, good things are happening. You know, my strength is from the joy of the Lord.
That's
the joy
right.
of the Lord is my strength.
That's
and
right.
so I need to think on good things. I need to think on things that are lovely and right and pure and righteous. When I think about those things and I
Amen.
Think about the good that actually is happening and not focus on the fact that everything in this world is negative, which it is not, there's God's still moving and working in this world today. I mean, I just came back from Kenya. I can tell you with absolute certainty that God is working. Throughout the world. We see it everywhere.
Amen.
And so there are good things and great things happening. So we can't allow ourselves to fall into this place of being a complainer.
Amen. Amen.
That's just what the world does. We don't want to do
that.
We
get enough of that out there.
We need to be different.
When we leave the house or dive onto, you know, social media, you get enough of the negativity. You don't need that from me.
Yeah, Jesus says, look, I need you to be salt and light in the world, right?
Amen.
What is it saying? He's saying, I need you to be different.
Hallelujah.
Be different from the world. Bring about the love and the joy.
That's good.
And happiness that I've brought into your life. Show people who I am. You're my representative. You're my ambassador. Show that to your spouse.
Amen.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be to everybody else. I mean, it should be to everybody else. Absolutely. But first and foremost, do that with your spouse.
Amen.
Show the goodness of God, what's in your heart, the joy, the love, the peace that you have. Share that with your spouse. Don't withhold that.
That's
you
right.
Don't want to withhold that. Today is that day to bring a word of encouragement. So everyone, you know, does have something negative to say, but you don't have to be that person.
You don't.
You can be that person that brings the light of God, the goodness of God,
Amen.
The joy that you have in your heart because what God's been doing in your life and will continue to do in your life.
Amen.
Bring
Amen.
That forward. That's what people, your spouse, needs to hear most.
You know, God wired us as flesh and blood, as humans, mm-hmm. To respond to encouragement. He wired us to respond to affirmation. I wanted to, there were like hundreds of scriptures that I was looking up, you know, about encouraging one another and edifying one another.
It's full. The Bible's full.
Yeah. And we're just going to share four quick ones with you. But the first one I want to share is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And it says, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. Black and white, right there in scripture. So encourage each other and build each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Richard's going to read Hebrews 10:24
yeah, and it says,
from the Amplified Version.
And it says this, it says, let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds. Right. So we are to thoughtfully, we need to think about that, right? When we are thoughtfully considering something, I'm not thinking about me and woe is me. I'm actually thinking about the good things and how I can encourage my spouse to spur them on.
Amen.
To do good deeds
Amen.
And to do good
Amen.
Things.
I need to know he's in my corner.
Yeah.
I need to know that. I need to know, I know that he is, but I need to know by his actions
yeah.
that he's in my corner. He's,
I got you,
he's my biggest fan. Thank you.
I got you.
Ephesians 4:29 says, don't mm-hmm. use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful
right.
so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Mm. You know, this holds true. I just had a vision of, you know, our children and our grandchildren. You know, yes, we're talking about your spouse and we're talking about marriages, but all of this holds true for every relationship. You know, why be critical? Mm-hmm. You know, why complain about whatever, A, B, and C, you know, mm-hmm. let's have what comes out of our mouth be edifying to our spouse and to our children and our grandchildren, you know, because, you know, our words should be an encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Our words should be an encouragement. Mm-hmm. And then 1 Peter 4:8-11
yeah.
says this. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sin. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Using the NLT version here.
Right.
Sorry, got a turn.
Keep going.
Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory, here you go, glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you think about that, we think about, you know, each of us think about, you know, the people in our life who
Absolutely.
Should be bringing joy and, and happiness and encouragement. The first person we should think about, and I said this earlier, is ourselves.
That's right.
Jude 1:20 says this, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. You
Amen.
Have to pray.
Amen.
You have to build yourself up. You have to encourage yourself. You do that in the Lord. You can do that in the Lord for yourself. But secondly, like we talked about, after the Lord, it should be our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Our spouse should be that next and most important person in our life
yeah.
to encourage us and to lift us up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, having to grow, have a growing marriage. I'm going to touch on what I won't say what I'm going to say because I actually realized I put it in the notes. It's essential to have a growing marriage. It's essential for you and your spouse to build into the marriage that continual affirmation for one another.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I was going to say, not realizing I put it in the notes earlier. You did this at the beginning of your marriage.
Right.
We did this at the, you wouldn't marry, most people aren't going to marry someone that's not affirming to them, that doesn't encourage them, that doesn't make them feel like they can conquer the world, that they're important,
right?
You're not going to marry somebody like that in most situations. I know there are situations that it happens. I get it. But I'm not talking about that right now. But like most marriages, and this is what was coming to mind, that fades over time. And we've talked about this, you know, that pursuit, one of the laws of marriage, that pursuing fades over time. And you don't put your best foot forward, and you take for granted, you know, oh, he knows that I love him. He knows that I think he's the best. Well, does he really? Because what can happen is he's going to work and he's getting filled from somebody else. They may not know what they're doing. You know, they might have gotten a hold of that encouraging people and uplifting people.
Sure.
But when you go to work and somebody else there is doing that and filling your tank because your tank is empty in that area, then that's where the enemy gets in and starts his little spider web of lies and deceit, and things can end up in a bad state. And so it's important, sorry, it's important to realize, I'm not guilting or shaming you, but it's important to realize that the things that you did initially to court your spouse, to date your spouse, to pursue your spouse, are important things to do now. Mm-hmm. You know, 10 years down the road, 15 down the road for us, 34 years down the road, you know, it's so important to do that. Like Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage each other every day.
Yeah.
Love on each other every day.
Every day.
Every
do what
day.
The word says.
Absolutely.
You know, I was thinking about when you said, you know, when you first pursue one another, you know, to be married, you're courting, you're dating, you're doing all those things to really encourage each other, right? And then I know
it's like you put thought behind it.
Absolutely, you are. You're being thoughtful, and which is what the scripture that we read earlier says: be thoughtful about encouraging each other. But anyway, I was thinking about an episode we've done. I don't remember how long ago that was, but it was an episode that we talked about. Don't let your marriage get on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a very dangerous thing, and you touched on that. You know, you don't want your marriage to get on autopilot, because now you're going to start looking to someone else to fill your tank in an area, and that's
happens
dangerous,
all the time,
right?
Guys.
That's when emotional affairs start to happen. That's when you start to creep into things with other people that you don't want. You know, then that leads to you know, physical adultery, and that's not where you want these things to lead, right? So you've got to do what the scripture says, which is encourage
it's,
one another
it's
every
there,
day,
it's
like
God breathed and given to us for a reason.
So what should we be affirming in our spouse? The first thing we need to do is affirm the value of our spouse. That's the very first thing we need to do. When you're, I mean, think about this from a house perspective. When you buy a house, a property, whatever, what we've seen in just generally speaking, we see houses appreciate in value, land appreciate in value. And that's the same thing that encouraging our spouse does. It helps our spouse have that realization that they are appreciating in value, that they are valuable, just like a property would be as it builds up a value over time. It's the same kind of thing. And as you appreciate your spouse, you're helping your spouse to see their value in the marriage.
That's right. That's so
important. You're helping him or her see their value in the marriage, right? Because each of us, you know, Don and I are different, and that's a great thing, because, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of truth to the fact that if we were exactly alike, you know, there would probably be some rub. I mean, there was some rub early on because we were different in some ways, but opposites attract. I really have a belief in that, and that because of those opposites, she has strengths and gifts that I don't have, and vice versa, and our complementing personalities and our natures and how God designed us uniquely to function and to work as men and women, and just our individual personalities, it works. We complement one another. And so when we speak about those differences and we bring value into them, so, you know, I really love how you are a dreamer.
Thank you.
For our family. Yeah. I really do, because I don't always think that way. I'm more analytical. And so she helps me to dream. She helps pull me out of that analytical thinking and practical thinking to where, well, I don't know if we can do this or not. Well, God wants us to be blessed and to have Amen. Great things. And Amen. So we can't get stuck in like, oh, I don't know how this is going to happen. Well, God knows how it's going to happen.
We can't see how it's going to happen, but God does.
I don't know how you're going to do it, God, but you're going to do it because why? I'm your child. We that's are right. your children that's and right. you want to bless your children with good things.
Amen.
And so that's just an example of how we can help each other see our value and to encourage and affirm one another in Amen. That way. Proverbs 12, verse 25 says this, worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up.
That's kind of like, duh.
Yeah.
That's a duh statement.
That's a duh statement.
But there's a lot of people that don't function that way.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
And you can see how, you know, if it's just continual negativity, this isn't right, that's not right, whatever,
there's the better way.
You can see how
things.
Worry and depression can come onto that yeah. thing. You can see yeah. how those attributes can have an effect on you, right?
Because it wears
if all
you down.
You, yeah, if all you ever hear is those things,
Amen.
It's really a beat down. It just in your spirit, in your emotions, you struggle.
Amen.
But that encouraging word, right? Mm-hmm. The encouraging word cheers a person up. That's exactly what we want.
Amen.
So words of encouragement are going to do wonders for your marriage. It's going to speak to the value of your spouse and their unique contributions to the marriage. And that's what we want to do. We want to affirm them in that way.
So, for example, let's think about the five love languages, right? Your yep. top one is not words of affirmation.
Yeah.
But when I affirm you and I speak words of encouragement over you, it does something for you.
It does.
Even though, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, quality time's more my number one. Okay, well, what do you do in the quality time? Are you building one another up? Are you speaking words of affirmation? Mm-hmm. So don't try to get tunnel vision in
exactly.
in this process or what this person taught
right.
or that person taught. Have tunnel vision if you're going to have anything in what the Word of God says
mm-hmm.
and do what that says. And so
Amen.
Words of encouragement, like you were just saying, it's very true. It does wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your kids' face when you affirm them and encourage them. It's incredible, you know.
I watch it on our grandchildren's
yeah.
face. We are constantly encouraging our grandchildren and our children, and you can just see their whole
yeah.
countenance
yeah.
change when
it's
you're
a beautiful
giving them
thing.
Positive affirmation. It's an amazing thing. So there's power
yeah.
in this. There's
absolutely.
Definitely power. And it's not only good for children,
yeah.
like our grandchildren, but it's good for us. It's
yep.
good for each other.
I need it. I know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So the second thing you can do is affirm the strengths of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the first was affirm your spouse's value.
Yeah.
Affirm their strengths. There are things that your spouse does and can do that you cannot. What are the strengths that
mm-hmm.
your spouse exhibits and brings
mm-hmm.
to the marriage? And if you're saying, I don't think my spouse brings anything, then you need to have a heart to heart with Jesus, because each person brings something of value. You're just trained to see the negative. You're just trained not to see and not to lift up other people, because maybe you're hurt and maybe you're broken and maybe you don't have Jesus. And so, you know, there's always something. I don't care who it is. There's always something positive and encouraging that you can say about somebody.
Well, you're very creative.
Thank you.
And, you know, because of that,
you know, I don't think I am, because I know people that are far more creative
well,
than I am.
I attribute that to, like, okay, I remember when I used to argue with you about, like, when we were doing, like, paint colors for walls or, you know, decorations or whatever. Like, I knew a thing about that, right? And so I wasted so much time and energy, like, fighting for something that I don't even know what I was fighting for, because I couldn't pick out.
Yeah, what was that?
Color.
Like,
I mean,
you just
today,
wanted to have a voice, maybe.
Exactly. Maybe I just want to have a voice. But at the end of the day, you pick my clothes out and help me get dressed. And
I do not.
Well, I mean, you help me coordinate
right,
colors and
right,
stuff like that.
Because right.
so, sometimes I just don't see it, right? I don't have a creative, I have some creative gene. So I don't want to say I don't have any creativity at all. I do have some.
Right.
But she, by far, is the leader in that aspect in her home. And so that is a strength. But here's the cool thing about me. I'm the one that can actually take the vision of what she's seen, and I can make it happen for her, right? Yeah. And for us. It's not just for her, it's for us, right? And so
I'm the starter, he's the finisher.
Yeah. So what it comes down to is, right, here's the strength of my wife, and here's the blend of my strength.
Yeah.
And together we make something great and beautiful.
Amen.
Right. And so rather than fight her on that, which was the dumbest thing ever that I did, I actually embrace that beautiful strength.
That was a good day, folks. Let me tell you, when he had that realization, and he shared it with me. He's like, we might even been right in the middle of picking a paint color or something. And you're like, I don't even know.
I had an epiphany. It was like,
I don't even know. Why do I even care? Because I don't you're the one that has the vision for this. Please. I'm so sorry. Please just, it was like, I'm like, okay, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Exactly.
So affirm your spouse's example. Yeah. So affirm your spouse's strengths. You know, you'll bring out the best in your spouse when you point out his or her best, not by pointing out his or her worst.
Right.
So yeah, there are things in me that he doesn't really care for how I do or whatever.
Yeah.
Vice versa. It goes both ways, you know, but what you don't do is you don't point out all of those things all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a discussion about, hey, we're having a discussion, and when you said this or when you did this, it affected me this way, and we need to, you know, work through something.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a daily, like, nagging and hey, I'm going to remind you just of how worthless you are, because that's how it comes across,
sure,
how worthless you are and how inept you are, instead of saying, thank you, you are so good at ABC, and you're mm-hmm. so good at this, and that's just something that I'm not good at, and I appreciate you when you're able to do that, you know, and you do that for us.
Yeah.
You Amen. Know, choose to be a dream builder, not a dream buster. What have we called you?
I've shared this.
This is no secret. It's no secret.
I've been called the fun sucker.
Yeah.
So if we're thinking about like going and doing something for a vacation or holiday or whatever, you know, I can just kind of, you know, I've been in the past, you know, the guy that rains on the parade, right? I rain on the great idea. And so I've been labeled the fun sucker at times. I'm not going to do that anymore, and I think I've done
and
better.
And he's not anti-fun.
No, I'm not anti-fun.
It's just, it's
at
not
all.
That. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot better about that, but boy.
Praise the Lord.
I hated to just bring anything that I was dreaming or thinking about because it just invoked fear in him for some reason, and
he
shut it down without even really hearing me.
I think part of that was, you know, just to be transparent and honest with all of you, is that I didn't want to disappoint you because let's say we didn't have the money I think there's two reasons. One is that, you know, do we have the money to do it? One. And then secondly, I didn't want to let you down or disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what was going on within me.
Which we never talked about.
Yeah.
Like if I'd have understood that part of it, it would have been an easier pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
But how I interpreted that was I never have a say. He controls everything.
Mm-hmm.
So why even dream?
It's fear and control driven.
Yeah.
So I learned,
I was dreaming, I learned not to share it. And
I think the other thing that we learned through conversation is that when you do share or when you are dreaming, that doesn't mean necessarily that you're pushing to do something, right? Which I would have the assumption that, okay, she's bringing this up because this is something that she wants done, right? And so then I would have this wall and this pushback to say, I don't want to do that. But you weren't always bringing it to me because mm-hmm. like, yeah, I want to get this done or I want to do this or that or whatever. And you're not thinking about what our, you know, expenses are and our income and things like that. But that's not how she was coming across. But that was the perception in my mind,
right?
I was telling myself a story that this is what she wanted. And in actuality, that wasn't the case. So we have to be careful not to listen to the devil's voice and actually have a conversation about these things so it doesn't, you know, have us, whomever that is in your marriage, don't be the person that is squashing dreams. That is knocking dreams
out. It's essential to dream. It's so important to dream.
Just have a conversation about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key. Communicate. Yeah. So ultimately we become what other people see in us, right?
Right.
And so what are people seeing in you? Are you an encourager? Are you, that's not a word, a builder upper? Are you an affirmer, you know, or are you a negative Nancy? Do you tear people down? Do you complain about everything? Do you have something to say about every little thing? You know, we will become what we speak out of our mouth. I guess I really want to say we will become that. And what is in our heart, you know, out of the mouth it comes. And so, you know, you have to be careful because no person in your spouse's life will impact his or her self-identity and ultimately his or her future more than you. More Amen. Than you. And I'll say that again. No person in your spouse's life will impact his or her self-esteem, self-identity, and ultimately how they see their future and what they believe for and what they believe for by faith than you. You can be too much of a fun sucker. I'm not saying that there doesn't need to be practicality in relationship because right. there does.
Yes, there needs there does. To be a balance, absolutely.
But man, that's devastating. You know, when it just breaks my heart to think about, because we lived it, I just stopped dreaming.
Yeah,
I stopped thinking about things and stopped dreaming because it went nowhere. Like mm-hmm. I couldn't even talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's disheartening, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah.
And I'm sorry that I did that.
That's okay.
Because, you know,
I mean, we you know, sometimes you can fall into that these days. It's kind of one of those things that it's just that familiarity with you to mm-hmm. put the kibosh on on things. And it's something that he legit has to fight against mm-hmm. and fight Satan against, not fighting me.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to tell Satan, you know, get behind me mm-hmm. or you're under my heel. You know, because my wife is dreaming here, and I'm going to afford her that luxury of dreaming.
Yeah.
And if God chooses to bring that dream to fruition, then hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's not because of you, Satan. It's because of the glory of God and everything that he does in his power in our life.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So what's the third thing? So the third thing that we can do is affirm the ministry of your spouse. The Apostle Paul talks about this in the New Testament where he says that, you know, I can't say to the hand, I don't need you. I can't say to the eye, I don't need you. I can't say to the foot, I don't need you. But all parts of the body are going to work together for the good of the body.
Amen. Amen.
And so, you know, Donna's unique gifts, you know, Donna has a spiritual gift that she's has a prophetic gifting. You know, she's... she hears things from the Lord from a prophetic standpoint, either for herself, about us in general, or even future direction. She also sees things in the Spirit. So she has some unique giftings that God has placed. That's not everything that she has. I'm just using that as an example. But those are some things that the Lord uses through her. And I need to embrace that and know that God is working through her on our behalf.
Amen.
He's not giving that gift to her to work against me. He's actually working for our benefit together. And so I want to affirm her for those things that God has placed within her and to actually cheer her on, to affirm her. Yes, use this gift. This is powerful. People Amen. Need to hear this word. This is a great word that you receive from the Lord. This is going to be encouraging to the body of Christ. This is encouraging to me. Whatever that thing is that the Lord has done in her life as a ministry to the body of Christ and as a ministry to your marriage, embrace that.
Yes.
Celebrate that.
Hallelujah.
Lift each other up and say, God, I thank you for this special gift that you've given my wife, my husband, and that they're using it for furthering your kingdom and advancing your purposes in the earth. That is something to be celebrated. That's something to be excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can affirm your spouse with.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us have unique contributions that we're going to give to this world. And so we need to help build each other up in that most holy faith. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to do that for ourselves, but we can build that up for one another, pray for one another, believe for more, believe that that gift is going to grow and mature and even become a bigger thing than it started. You know, what God starts, he's always going to finish. And so when we pursue that in greater ways as individuals, God's going to bless that and increase that gifting that lies within.
Mm-hmm.
So cheer your spouse on. Make sure that they know how excited you are for how God's work. The God of the universe, I mean, this is the thing. The God of the universe is working through my spouse.
Amen.
That has to be celebrated.
Amen.
That he cares that much about my spouse
Hallelujah.
And about me to use us in unique and powerful ways.
That's right.
My gosh, that's powerful. It's just so powerful. Mm-hmm. So help your spouse see the impact that they're making for Jesus' sake. Help them see that. Help them see the importance. They may not see it. They may have
exactly
they may have struggled with some, you know, self-confidence issues mm-hmm. and understanding their worth and their value. And when you help them to see how the God of the universe is using them in an impactful way to touch people's lives, that's powerful.
Amen.
That Amen. Is going to bring hope. That's going to bring encouragement. That's going to bring joy and happiness into their life to say, wow, I never thought about it that way.
Amen.
But you're right. The God of the universe cares about me so much that he has given me a gift to share with this world. And I am impacting the kingdom because of that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know,
awesome.
We have, this is why we titled it The Power of Encouraging Your Spouse. We, as human beings, as people, have incredible power to help our spouses understand themselves. Proverbs 18:21 says...
You got that pulled up.
If you want to...
No, go ahead. No.
The NLT says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. What are you reading in?
I'm going to just read the New King James. Yeah, let's see what that says. Better. Yeah, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
You know, we did an episode, a couple, on speaking life and death, and it was zeroed in on this scripture.
Yeah,
and it's so important to run your words before they come out of your mouth through the word of God.
Amen.
Are they bringing life or are they bringing death? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that everything has to be cheery and rosy and happy all the time, because we have spoken about, you know, things that I'm doing that I need to correct, things that those are hard words to hear, but what is that doing? He's bringing a point of correction to me, but that's bringing life to me. Mm-hmm. It might not sound like life to me, But in taking that to the Lord and having the Lord search me and change me and renew me and restore me in that area is bringing life to me. The power of death and life, the death and life are in the power of the tongue. It matters what you say. It matters how you say it. It matters the tone that you use. Think about someone, a believer, a mature believer. You're going to stop and think about, what am I saying? And is this edifying my spouse, or is it tearing him down or her down?
So, you know, this is a little bit off tangent, but this is what was coming to me. Does that mean we can't share disappointments and discouragements frustrations with our spouse? Absolutely not. What we're talking about is just not tearing our spouse down and only seeing the negativity. But we have to share disappointments, frustrations with our spouse, but together through that, we're going to point back to the Lord and say, you know, he's going to make this right.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's on our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord's going to win the battle. Yes, this has been discouraging. Yes, this has been frustrating, but the Lord is on my side.
Amen.
And who can be against me when he's on my side? You see how that shifts things? You don't stay in that place. You can't stay there, right? But you can share it. Absolutely. You've got to get it out. You can't just hold all those things
Amen.
In,
Amen.
But let's shift it to say, no, the Lord's on my side. We're victorious. The battle is won. I'm going to be victorious because Jesus Christ is victorious and he is winning for me. Sawa sawa. Amen. I said that in Swahili. So some of my African friends could pick up on that. Okay.
Okay. So death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And what that is saying is you have a choice. God gives you a choice. What are you going to do with that choice?
Yeah.
It's one of the most important choices that you'll make several times a day to improve your marriage. Or do you, you know, is your motivation not of a pure heart and to hurt and to destroy? Amen. So we want to leave you. I know we're kind of running short of time here, but there's a little bit of homework we wanted to leave you with. Mm-hmm. And we're obviously not going to check back in with you, but here's three questions for you. What does your spouse affirm in you that impacts your life in an important way? How does your spouse affirm you that impacts your life in an important way? The one thing we were talking about that really fills my tank with Pastor Richard is when he pulls out something that I've said in a conversation, he's done it even in this broadcast, and says, Donna was absolutely right when she said, blah, 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 blah. Or I remember you saying this and you were correct in that and she's right in this. And it just really, you know, it makes me feel like you are just 100% behind me and mm-hmm. you're listening to me and and you're hearing me
mm-hmm.
and he's regurgitating things that I've said and he's thinking on me and pursuing that in me. I really, really appreciate that in you.
You know, and I appreciate when you talk, because, you know, as a man, my desire is to protect and provide and those kinds of things. And you have done this multiple times and you have affirmed me and just saying, I really appreciate how hard you work for our family and how you want to care and protect for our family and provide for us. And I really appreciate that. That just fills me up mm-hmm. just to hear that. Even though maybe affirmation isn't my number one thing as far as a love language goes, it still fills my tank mm-hmm. to hear that my wife
is talking about the beginning.
Yeah, it just fills my tank to know that my wife is proud of me in that particular area and recognizes that that is God, how God made me Amen. And desires, and I desire to want to do that for my family. Amen. And Amen. She recognizes that. Yeah. And it's so powerful. It really is.
Second question, what keeps you from affirming your spouse more consistently?
Yeah.
Why is it just hit or miss? Mm-hmm. For me, you know, a while back would be if I affirm him in his leadership in the home, if I affirm him in his parenting of our children, if I affirm him in handling our finances, that means that I'm losing part of myself and part of the things that I do. So it was a fear base for me of control.
Yeah,
I think like I was afraid that you were going to get too big for me. And then maybe that was it. He was going to get bigger than I deserved. And that really obviously speaks to me and my, you know, where I was at the time.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, it can even be this way today, and this is something I have to fight against. But even back in my working days in the automotive industry, you know, just the worries of the world, like the worries of the job, the worries of whatever, finances and getting kids through college and just all of those kinds of things, the worries of this world would take my focus off of you mm-hmm. and the affirming mm-hmm. you, right? Yeah. Because my mind's busy with all these other things. Well, you are the most important thing in my life mm-hmm. besides God. Mm-hmm. And so when I allow the distractions of the world to prohibit me from affirming you in the way that, and encouraging you in the way that you need that done, then the devil wins, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so, or I have an inward focus about myself, like, woe is me, I'm having a pity party, I'm whatever.
I'm the victim.
Yeah. Whatever that mindset is, which I've done that, then Same. when I have all this inward focus, then I'm not thinking outward about others. I'm not thinking about my spouse. I'm not thinking about, you know, her needs and encouraging and affirming her. So that would be, I guess, mm-hmm. I guess, an example that I would share about myself.
Yeah, and thirdly, and we won't expand on this, we'll just go into the next step. What about your spouse could you affirm more often? Mm-hmm. So take some time, you know, ask the Lord, what can I affirm in my spouse more often? What is he needing to hear that I'm not sharing and that maybe I don't see because of, you know, something that's going on?
Amen.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to wrap this broadcast up. You know, if you want this homework, these three questions that Pastor Donna has shared with us today, if you really want these things to be effective, if you really want to see these things positively impact your life and your marriage, it starts with one thing. It starts with your heart.
Amen.
It starts with your heart, and it starts with your willingness to have Jesus working in your life. Some of you out there that are listening to us today, you may not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And so we want to give you the opportunity. That's the starting place. Mm-hmm. That's where the victory comes. That's Amen. When transformation begins, is when Jesus Christ comes and lives on the inside of you.
Amen.
That is where your power comes from. That's when your empowerment happens to be able to live right and to do these things and to actually follow what the Word of God says. That gives you the ability to do that. And so what we want to do is give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus today. Because if you say yes to Jesus, I can assure you, we're living proof of it, that Jesus in your life is much better than Jesus not in your life. He changes everything, including your marriage and including you personally.
Amen.
And so if you've never given your life to Christ, it's important that, number one, that you recognize that you're a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not one of us has ever lived a perfect life. Only Jesus Christ lived that perfect life. So mm-hmm. we have to recognize that we're a sinner. We must repent of our sin. So recognizing that we are a sinner, we must repent of those sins, those that are known and those that are unknown. Just we'll ask the Lord to forgive us. And then we're going to receive the free gift of salvation. It's nothing that you can earn on your own. Your performance is not going to save you.
Amen.
The only person, Jesus said, I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life. So no one can come to the Father except by me. And so Jesus Christ stood in your and I's place. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead, and he is alive again, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us on our behalf. And so we We believe in Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And in his resurrection, he gives you new life. And that's what I want to give the opportunity to pray today, is to pray and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and begin to live that new life that he has for you. He wants you to live a victorious life. You can have that. It's yours. You have to choose today. Would you do that? Would you please choose today life and not death? Choose life. It's a better life, I can assure you. It's a better life. Please pray this prayer out loud with me right now in your heart, and you receive Jesus today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
I recognize today that I am a sinner, that I have sinned, and I've fallen short of your holiness, of your goodness, of your perfection. I fall short of that. And I repent today of my sin. I repent of all the sins that I know of, that are in my mind, in my heart right now. And I even repent of all those sins that I may not know. And I thank you for cleansing me with your blood. And Lord Jesus, I receive you right now as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe in my heart that you came and died for me on a cross on a hill named Calvary. And you died and you bled and you rose again on the third day.
Jesus.
And you're resurrected, sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding on my behalf. So I receive you now. I receive the free gift of salvation that you're offering to me today.
Yes.
I receive you in my heart. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, will be saved. So, three important questions to ask you. Did you call on the name of the Lord? Yes, you did. When you prayed that prayer with me, by faith, you prayed that prayer and you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart. Second question, does God lie? No, God does not lie. The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. So if you prayed that prayer to receive salvation, which you did, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, God does not lie. And the third question is, are you saved? Absolutely. By the authority of God's word and being a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I declare today that you are saved and that you're born again and that you have Jesus living in your heart and
Amen.
That you would spend eternity with him in heaven.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God.
Yeah.
And if you gave your life to Christ, what we'd like you to do is go to revivalnow.com. There's a big red button on that on our homepage that says, I just got saved. If you click that big red button, it'll lead you to another page where you can give us some of your personal information. We're not going to send any emails to you. We're not going to spam you. We simply want to send you information to help you with your decision for accepting Jesus Christ today. We just want to help you. That's all we want to do. We want to pray for you by name.
Amen.
And so please do that and know that there's also video content on our website, 4 short videos that will help you in that decision that you made today. Well, God
Amen.
Bless you. We love you,
you
so much. Thank you for joining us today. Be encouraged. We're encouraged. I'm encouraged by just the message that we
Amen.
Shared today with all of you. And so, hey, we love you guys. Look forward to seeing you again next time. Thank you for listening today. Catch all of our podcasts at revivalnow.com. And send us your Marriage Minute questions at marriageminute@revivalnow.com.